Oh.
They're going to hear that. Unless, like you want, unless you want to top and end it.
No, I do top and end sometimes.
Do you really?
Yeah. Just for Lost Tapes. I mean, obviously, we edit the main episodes, but Lost Tapes, I'm like, let me. I chop the top off if it's nonsense.
Do you
like
just this. Have a strike?
Always. I'm probably going to do that a lot today.
That's gay. That, and that's what you're listening to today, yay! Friends. This is Brendan and I. Well, I'm Ben.
I'm Brendan.
He loves to say his name. And this is The Lost Tapes.
This is The Lost Tapes. Welcome, everybody. This is our little offshoot podcast where we speak about whatever we want to.
We kind of, it's a warm-up for us before we... We talk about this with every episode, but you know what? That's what we always do. We recap what
you
this is.
You could be new. You may not have heard a Lost
Tape. Yeah, before, yeah, right? Yeah. We just, this is a warm up for us before we actually record the main feature. Brent and I are actually talking and really happy if you guys have any more feedback or ideas. We're happy to continue just doing this, but Brendan and I were also feeling that we want to keep this more film centric. So we keep along with our theme of film and television.
Yeah.
So maybe if you guys have any ideas of topics that we can talk about, it's only 20, they're only 20 to 25 minute episodes.
Yeah.
And they only get released when we don't have anything else to release. Originally we were going to be like, let's do it for a Patreon, but we don't have enough of the following to make money to do Patreon.
Not yet.
We give it a go and see what happens.
It's,
but
yeah, I think it's good. I like releasing it as... It's been on one off for a little bit, but it just depends on what the film release schedule's like, right? If there's something that...
Well, last week there was really nothing.
That right? There was really nothing. There was Ghostbusters, which I don't think either of us was particularly... you haven't seen the original one.
I've seen Ghostbusters. I haven't seen...
No, sorry, I meant Afterlife. You haven't seen the original new version of it.
Yeah, I haven't now.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix, so maybe I'll give it a watch. So, yeah, please, if you have any topics or anything you want us to talk about film-wise, very
mode?
Happy to do it. This is very, not negative, but we'll be ourselves during this recording.
We don't have the conceit on us to keep things positive. So, we can be a little bit more loosey-goosey here.
Yeah, we can speak some of our minds.
One of many of them. Oh, we can even start doing like on mode trending things as well. If
like no fashion or music, what do you mean?
No, as in like if there's, you know, just a lot of discussion around something in particular, you know, like if Avatar The Last Airbender series had just come out.
True. Yeah. I haven't finished that yet.
Really?
I binged the last season of The Crown in the last 3 days. I watched the final season of The Crown.
I love a good period drama.
I really love The Crown. I didn't realize how much I was really interested in the royal family.
I think I'm about two or three seasons behind because I watched up until the first season that had Diana in it.
They end it when Charles marries Camilla.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So the final season is... the death of Diana, spoilers, and and then him marrying, and then the kids going to school.
Yeah.
And then I don't remember this growing up, but the Prince Harry, the redhead.
Yes.
Was he always like a troubled person?
Not really. Not as far as I'm aware.
Because in the show, they made him look like an absolute delinquent. Fucking sleaze delinquent, like a monster.
How
man.
Old are they when they?
So Will in the season six, you see them as like still teenage.
Okay, so they're like teens,
and
okay.
Then it time skips quite a bit, and then Will's just finishing high school, and then goes to college. You see him go to college and meet Kate Middleton.
Oh, I see.
Who's alive in the show as well as in real life.
It's in real life. That was such a wild scandal that's happened.
I was oddly really invested.
About all the theories from she's off getting a BBL, Brazilian butt lift. Turns out she had cancer and just wanted some privacy.
Yeah. But people are even saying like that video she posted of her talking. It's deep faked. I'm like, wow, you're crazy. She's wearing the same clothes, and apparently she's really well known for recycling clothes.
Yes.
That's why everyone loves her as well, because she's really big on fashion recycling, which everyone should do, by the way.
Yep.
As a fashion retailer who works in a fashion retailer, I still believe in fashion recycling. So go to op shops, support them.
Unless you're in Melbourne, where all the op shops have just been scoured of anything decent and redone in vintage stores for like triple the price you'd buy it in.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. No, I haven't really seen anything else apart from the fact that she basically said, guys, leave me alone. I have cancer.
Yeah.
Has she said anything else?
I don't think so, but it was just a huge folly.
She's starting her treatments, right?
Yes, I think she's about to start her treatments. But she went into surgery where they found out it was actually something to do with cancer. Because I think she went for stomach surgery due to something else, and then they realized that that was just a symptom.
Dude, there were some wild theories like, oh, Prince William told Kate that that his mistress was pregnant with his child and she's going to keep it. And then and her reaction was to have a mental breakdown and say, well, I'm pregnant with my person. I'm having an affair with, I'm keeping it.
Yeah. Honestly, at some point I was like, wait a minute. If the part of the woman being of his mistress being pregnant was true and she decided to keep it, are they hiding Kate away for 9 months so that when she comes out and has the baby, like, they can pretend that that bastard baby is their actual baby.
The first thing I thought about when she was going away for stomach and operation or whatever was basically an abortion.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you'd think about.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get that. But yeah, it's all rife with all these different things that could be. I think it was just a big mishandling of PR. Like, all they had to do was say, we are having some private medical stuff going on right now. We appreciate, you know, your understanding and but silence over it.
Like, the Crown's always been that way, though. They act the way they do because they're better. I'm saying air quotations.
Yes.
They feel like they're better, obviously, than everybody else.
Yeah.
You see it in the show The Crown, which I take for literal facts.
It's basically a documentary, right?
Apparently, like, the first few seasons, the royal family actually watched it and like, haha, this is great. And as soon as Diana started coming, like, we're stopping to watch the show. We're not watching this anymore. It was really interesting how the angle that the show went down. So, you know, the rumors about that the royal family killed Diana and organized for it all.
Yep.
You kind of see the creators, and I don't think the royal family have any input on it at all.
I don't believe so, no.
But they decided to show the misinformation leading into that accusation by Diana's boyfriend at the time, Dodi Fayed, who's like, he was like the heir. His dad was the owner of Harrods.
Right. Yes.
And he pushed his son to have this relationship with Diana. And then it was the show kind of made it seem like it was technically his fault.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Charles was like, quite caring. He was really actually like, he was a bit when he was younger with the Diana in like seasons five and seasons three and four.
Yeah.
He was a bit of like a little weenie.
Yeah. I really liked the episode that showed him going to Wales and kind of.
Oh, yeah. 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 And him having to prove himself.
Proving himself. That was actually quite a good episode.
It was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Prince Philip is really good in it as well. Seeing his, like, he's realized as the older he gets in the show how much he's failed, basically his son, in raising him, and he realizes that. But there's nothing he can really do now. And obviously, Charles has done the same thing to the boys, but he's trying.
Yeah.
The show makes it seem like he's like trying.
It is all like quite apologetic to the people. At the end of the day.
Yeah, I guess they are making a show about
it. They want to make you. These are characters that are based off of them. So they've got to have their ups and downs and hero moments and sad moments, all that fun stuff.
It's a good show. Like, every season there's a Margaret episode as well. Princess Margaret, she gets an episode.
I like Margaret.
Yeah, well, they show her having her strokes before she dies. And spoiler in season six. That's what I kind of watched. I want to get behind this new show that's come out called, like, 3 Second Body or
the Three Body Problem.
Yeah, apparently they were books.
Yeah, there's all these quite well-renowned sci-fi books by a Asian author called Shishin Liu. Mm-hmm. I think is Chinese.
My auntie.
Yeah, your auntie Shishin Lu.
Yeah, Shishin Lu.
Is that your actual auntie's name?
No.
Yeah, like, no.
I'm from Thailand.
Yeah, I've got a comic here that Liam got me based off of one of his other stories called The Wandering Earth.
Oh.
So they're all like, you know, I think he might have even won a Pulitzer or something for one of them.
I thought it was a she.
Is it? Oh, my God.
Sorry. You said she. Is it not a she?
Shishin is just the name.
Oh, okay.
That's how you pronounce it, I think. C-I-X-I-N.
C-I-X?
I-N.
Shi? I-N?
Yeah.
Shishin?
Yeah. And then that. L-I-U.
L-I-U? Liu?
Yeah.
Shishin Liu?
Yeah. Isn't that a way to say it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why not? We know from the podcast that I'm not the best at pronouncing the name.
Hayati. I still can't think. It's like you saying Moriarty, but the city of Haiti is Hayati.
Hayati.
Sometimes, I don't understand. I asked Brendan this before we actually recorded the last podcast. I said, do you realize that you say things wrong? And then he's like, oh, I don't realize I do it. And the first thing he does is called the Fremen, the free men. I think it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Hey, Austin Butler's like on the rise.
Yeah, his star power's getting up there. I think people really enjoyed it. It was a really good performance as Fader Alpha.
You know what? At first I was like, oh, he's some punk.
Mm.
And then what I'm seeing from him, and a lot of people are technically seeing it too, because they're starting to talk shit about him less. So you see him in Elvis, and everyone bags on his, like, his method acting that he did, and he was, like, really, like, oh, you know how his voice, like, fucking changed? And people were bagging on that. Fair enough, he got a voice coach, he lived that character's life, he did go method. But then you see, like, the other film or show called Priscilla, Jacob Elordi was in, everyone's like, your Elvis is so good, how'd you do? He's like, I just listened to a couple of his songs, and I just practiced once, and then just did it.
Did not live as
while
the character.
Austin is, like, lived as the character, but then you see him in other things outside of that. Yeah, you still hear a little bit of like that deepness of his thing, but you're getting a lot from him. Like, he's impressive as Fade, you know,
Fade Rautha, yeah.
And the thing, and how he got his voice coach to help him speak like
exactly like Stellan Skarsgård did, yeah.
Crazy ability to act. And he's really good.
Yeah, he's a really good actor.
He's quite physical as well. Yeah, which I think is really good that he brings that physicality, but that also that softness.
Yeah. You know what? Austin Butler and Jacob Elordi need like a Brokeback Mountain, you know? They need like a two male lead.
Well, Jacob's already done his Brokeback.
Did he?
Yeah, Saltburn. Doesn't really count.
Not really. That was one of my main criticisms with Saltburn, is that it really kind of like, I don't think it really knew what to do with his character.
Was his character bisexual?
Kind of. They really didn't play on that enough. They really should have. His relationship with Barry Keoghan's character is what interested me the most out of that entire thing. And that kind of took a backseat in the last act, in act two and in the last act, as he got more and more kind of involved with the family.
What I found very interesting was the bait and switch in Saltburn, where at the end of the day, you realize Barry's a psychopath and not some weedy little boy. He's actually like a psycho that came from a good family.
Yeah.
And he just wanted that lifestyle. I think that was interesting.
It was. I don't think it was handled in a very deft manner. I think it was very bluntly handled.
Yeah.
I do wonder if it was, it almost reeked of like a studio note. It's like, what if we have him explain it all to the audience at the end? And then he
Which is what he did.
Yeah. And then he does a little dance.
I think I liked it more than you did.
Yeah.
I think I gave it 4.5 stars on, I don't know if I'd watch it again. I'm happy watching it once. There's a couple of films that I'd watch. I'd watch Roadhouse again.
Roadhouse is a lot of fun.
Roadhouse is, it is a lot of fun. Conor McGregor just walks around.
God.
It's so funny.
We'll talk about it in the pod, but he's fucking walk.
He's not a good actor.
He's no.
He's dog shit.
I think I literally wrote dog shit on my notes.
So did I. So did I. Nothing negative here, nothing guys.
We're allowed negativity here, guys. Guys, we're here to report to you. Breaking news. The UFC fighter, Conor McGregor, is not a good actor.
No.
He is kind of dog shit.
He's a GTA character. That's what he was.
He was.
He's 100%. A GTA character.
And I am wondering if he had some element of script control, like, for his appearance, because just it kind of got quite memey whenever he was on screen.
Dalton.
Oh, my God.
We'll speak more about that in
the show. Yes, yeah. We don't want to blow our load too early here.
No, we just don't want to salt burn it up. What's something else that I've watched recently? Told you I watched Damsel and I thought it was fine. The dragon looks really cool. Yeah.
I've been watching... Actually, I might watch...
Oh, Shogun's really good.
Oh, we watched the first episode of Shogun. Loved it, but it's hard to wrangle the boys.
Okay.
Because we all want to watch it, but... We need to, A, be together all at the same time, and B, be in the mood for something dramatic. Sometimes we're all a bit tired and just want something a bit lighter.
I tried to explain it to my partner, and she's like, hey, do you, because I'd never seen The Lion.
Yeah.
And she said, let's watch The Lion. I'm like, I'm not in the mood to watch Lion. I got to be in a certain mood to just like slap myself into a drama. And like on the weekends, I just want to watch garbage.
Yeah.
Give me my horror films. Oh, that's a film that I want to see. Immaculate?
Immaculate. The Sydney Sweeney.
The nun horror film.
Yeah.
Good for her for getting work.
Yeah.
I want to see her in this. Madden
Webb didn't ruin her career.
Yeah, that's- I want to see her in this because this is going to be the second film that she's a lead in. I've already seen her in that Shakespeare film.
Anyone But You.
And I thought she was good and a bit hot and sweet and sour in some of the scenes. I want to see what she's like in this as well.
How she handles another genre.
I don't think she's a bad actress. I just feel like she doesn't have the strength to carry a film. That's just my personal opinion on what I've seen her give.
She's good in an ensemble for sure.
100%. Yeah. Great on ensemble. She's really, really, really good in Euphoria. And you can see the talent that she has. It's there. I just don't think she has the gravitas to really carry a film on her own, like a lot of other great female actors.
Yep.
Why are you laughing?
Sorry, I'm remembering last night. So I watched Madam Web again with the boys last night.
Ooh, brother.
So I've now wasted 4 hours of my life on that fucking movie.
And did they laugh or were they angry?
Both. Yeah. Okay. Liam, I think, got quite angry because it's like it's just not even like fun good a lot of the time.
Nah, it's bad.
Fun bad. But at one point he's like, Sydney Sweeney looks like Toby from The Office. I'm like, we're like, what? This beautiful young woman. He's like, yeah. And he takes a photo and I'm like, I kind of see it like a Yassified version of Toby from The US Office. Kind of like if he was a young hot Toby? Woman. He's like the depressed guy who keeps trying to like wrangle Michael in.
Oh, the HR,
HR guy.
Oh, the Scranton Strangler.
Yeah, the Scranton Strangler.
Unconfirmed, but.
Unconfirmed. This is, we don't want a libel case put on us.
No, yeah.
Sorry, Toby.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I think because she's got slightly turned down eyes.
I think she's very pretty.
She is. She's gorgeous. She's a beautiful woman.
But yeah, I really want her to do well. I think. After I see her, it's like when I watch TV shows, like a three episode thing. If I'm going to see her, she wasn't really technically a lead in Madam Web, so I guess I shouldn't count that. So maybe I should see her in something else. She got a lot
more focus than all the other girls.
She was, I think, out of the ensemble cast there. I liked Dakota Johnson in Madam Web. I really did. Because I like that style of acting. I know there are people who didn't like Dakota Johnson or her as well, but I felt like she was strong most, and the next was Dora the Explorer, then Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah.
And then the chick that was from Maddie, Girls, I didn't think was very good at all.
Oh, Shoshana.
Shoshana, yeah.
Girl but in the chair.
She's no, the chick with the afro.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Maddie.
In saying that, everyone was better than the Israeli dude. So
that was. Did I tell you that my theory?
Yeah.
My theory now is that Ezekiel Sims, who is a French Middle Eastern actor who's playing a ADR'd Latino man, is actually maybe originally Israeli in the original version of this film. Because I'm like, his name is quite Jewish coded.
Why would they ADR his voice out of it?
Because maybe there was references to it. Maybe he was putting on like an Israeli accent or something like that. Maybe they thought having someone who is like Middle Eastern / Israeli coded was too hot right now. So they,
I honestly reckon over it. They probably screen tested or showed it to the execs, and those old white people probably went, I can't understand what he's saying. Fix it.
Because he puts on a really weird accent. It's like kind of like a very American /
They definitely got him in. I reckon they got the actor in to redo all his lines ADR. I reckon that's what happened.
Easily. And he's not even the only one. There's a whole bunch of it throughout the entire film.
I saw him most of all. I didn't really see the girls do some bad ADR. Hmm. We'll bring it up in when we do Roadhouse, but every line that Post Malone did was ADR'd.
Yeah.
Really poorly.
Do you know what I noticed the second time watching Madam Web? And it's a thing. Is that Dakota Johnson can't open a can properly.
Really?
Yeah. She has like a can of Pepsi or Mountain Dew or something like three different times throughout the film. She spends the entire scene just like putting her hands around the top of it and like going to open it, but not quite opening it. And then like picking at it, but kind of failing at it.
It's interesting when you've seen it the second time and you pick up on the other stuff because you know the main part of it's just shit.
Yeah, so you're looking for something else to entertain. So you're looking for
something else to entertain you. Ben Scott, still really good, I reckon.
Yeah, no, Adam Scott as Uncle Ben.
Yeah, Adam Scott, not Ben Scott.
He's great. And in 20 years' time when Severance Season 2 comes out, I'm really looking forward to
I haven't even seen the Severance at all.
Wait until they've announced a date for the second one.
I've got to see Severance. I've got to see Silo, which I haven't seen. I have to see that film about the family, the rich family.
What?
With Macaulay Culkin's brother.
Oh, Succession.
Succession. I got to see that.
That's a TV series.
Yeah.
You said film.
Silo's a show. And so is Severance.
Yeah, yeah. No, never mind. Yes, you do need to see those.
So I can see those
Most
shows.
Of those are Apple Plus shows, Apple TV Plus shows.
Well, then I will watch them one way or another. We shall see.
They do good quality
They'll be on
stuff.
Prime if the Apple Plus shows.
If you've got it loaded into your Prime. I don't know.
Because Roadhouse is an Apple film.
No, it's not. It's an Amazon Prime film.
Oh, sorry.
MGM.
Sorry.
The MGM logo was bought out by Amazon a few years ago. That's
why they bought them out.
Yeah, that's why they own James Bond now.
I was actually going to say, like, I thought that studio went bankrupt when I saw. I'm like, oh, they're still making films.
Yeah,
MGM's still doing.
They're like 100 years. Have you noticed all the movie studios have like their 100-year anniversary?
Yeah.
And stuff?
Hey, is it confirmed? Is Aaron Taylor Johnson James Bond?
I've heard a rumor. I haven't heard any confirmation.
Yeah,
maybe they're holding on to it to wait and to see how Craven goes first.
I think people won't care if Craven flops, I think.
No, I think everyone knows exactly what's coming.
I think everyone only cares if Aaron Taylor-Johnson divorces his wife. Because you know about that, right?
Yeah, I know about that. Yeah. I know about the-
You can say that he was groomed. You could.
Legally, like, she married him, so he was
groomed.
She
met him when he was, like, 16, 17, 17, right?
I think. He was just before 18. She directed him on Nowhere.
And then they got together when he was in his 20s?
Yeah, but not that long after.
So, like, she didn't wait long for that young penis to be...
He's hoggin', by the way. Have you seen?
What do you mean he's hoggin'?
He's hoggin'.
I don't know what you mean.
He's got a big hog.
Oh, I never noticed.
There's like a random independent film or short film or something that he's in where he's naked and wrestling somebody and it's just fucking slapping around, slapping his knee.
Speaking of wrestling, I really need to see Ironclaw. I
haven't seen it either.
It sucks that it was just out of Oscar. I wonder if it'll make next year's Oscars.
I think it technically was released in time to be contended for this year's Oscars, but it didn't garner anything.
Nothing. Yeah. No, it was way too late.
They mustn't have campaigned for it, like the studio.
It didn't get nominated for anything, I think.
Because it feels like that was Zac Efron's chance at an award like that, right?
Everybody, it's enough with Zac Efron. The alarm's off and we're off.
The tape is lost, everybody. The tape is lost.
Please, by the way, remember, if you have any ideas and topics where you'd like Brent and I to discuss, it was quite TV show and film eccentric this time. We did talk about certain TV shows, which I really love and enjoy. I can talk about film forever. But please send in like topics you'd like to hear, topics you'd like to talk about. We will not talk about the score for Dune. We get it. We did not mention the score in our review. We do apologize.
I don't apologize.
Thank you for listening to our Dune episode. Everyone who listened, I don't mean to bag you out.
We appreciate you. We love you. We will see you on the flip side.
All right. Sayonara.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.